Oh my God, this feels wrong.
Okay. I know, this is a crazy setup right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and our little coffee beans, welcome back to the podcast.
Oh my God.
This is very strange.
it's coffee talk, baby.
Like, I'm hoping my mic doesn't pick up your raspiness from the computer. Like, because
I don't think it will. I think we're fine.
Yeah, okay. Describe it for the people listening. So we have Heath and Mariah.
God, I wish I could show
we're
you guys.
We're back, by the way.
Yeah, guys.
We're back.
We're doing it. Yeah, our setup's pretty crazy. We got like a laptop in front of us. We're looking at each other through a Zoom conference call, but then we also have a camera running. Like we normally would. I don't know. We're kind of winging it right now.
Yeah, we're really worried about this because we really did want to keep it every podcast at our set because it looks the best. We have the most fun in the set. So this is like very different, and we hope that the content in the podcast is just as good. And we really hope you.
Baby, we still gonna bring the juice and the funny.
Bring the juice and the funny, baby.
Wait. We say juice, you guys say funny, so I could cut back and forth.
ready?
Mariah, I'm so sorry you got out of this.
Oh my God.
Do you even have a coffee cup?
Are we lagging?
What? It's super
do you have a
laggy.
Cup?
Oh no, I want to get my Red Bull because I want to drink Red Bull now because I want to. Mm.
Well, technically, this is
the
not Red
juice.
Bull,
the juice. Oh my God.
The juice. The funny.
The juice.
The funny.
The juice.
Wow, this is not working.
Y'all choppy. All right.
All right, let's
get this
baby.
Intro, baby. It's coffee talk, baby. Cheers, baby.
Wait, hit the like down.
It's coffee talk, baby.
It's. Welcome back to Zan and Heath Unfiltered, baby.
Ooh. This is so weird. First of all, we want to apologize for missing last week.
No, we don't.
Heath was feeling a little bit under the weather, but he actually got better in like what, a day and a half too?
Yeah, I didn't know what I was feeling. It was just kind of a couple different things. I was like runny nose, very stuffy. I had a bad headache. I don't know. I just felt really tired and I didn't want to risk anything. We're just trying to be as safe as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, because it happened the day we were supposed to record.
Yeah, it ended up just being allergies. I took my temperature, no temperature, no fever, and everything was good. Like in 2 days,
that's good.
So super
yeah, we all really, really wanted to meet up and do this podcast, but we wanted to stay safe. Yeah. We didn't want to, you know,
risk it
or expose ourselves to any viruses.
Zane,
so.
I got my results back, bitch.
For the test.
Mm-hmm.
Would it come back positive?
Baby, we positive. We stay positive. No, it's negative. So I'm good. Thank God.
Wait, you didn't say you got tested.
Oh, I got tested. For those of you listening, I got tested for the coronavirus during me feeling sick. I was just really worried. I just wanted to make sure so I could clear my head. So I went and got tested. It was super easy, too. I just did like this little drive-through line. They did a mouth swab. Thank God I didn't have to do that nose dive thing.
Oh, yeah. The nose thing looks awful. I saw when Joe did it. I was like, oh my God.
So it's just like a cotton swab now. It was super quick. It was just like a line at a park. We just drove around. They did the test. We dropped it off.
I felt like we pulled up to like a fair or like a festival.
Really? It was so weird.
Like, was it just like a bunch of cars just in line ready to go?
Yeah, like there's like tents and cones and a bunch of cars and everyone's like, hey, how you doing?
Baby, it probably looked like Coachella car camping, huh? Every way that we get to the test.
It was so nice.
Yeah, but everybody was great and it took like, I think it was like 3 or 4 days, but I just got my results back in.
That's good. Good job.
Good.
Did they call you or did you get like an email?
It was an email.
An email.
I feel like if I would have been positive, they would have gave a call.
But was this? But was like the subject of the email like your results? And was your like your heart?
I'm gonna pull it up real quick.
That was probably so scary to see that. Like the first thing, results are in.
I was constantly checking my email, and I was like, "What is it gonna look like?"
They actually hire Maury to give you your results every time.
right.
He does like a FaceTime call.
Curative Corva lab result.
It looks like a. The email looks like a virus.
Thank you for signing up, testing through the city of Los Angeles, blah, blah, blah. We are pleased to inform you that your COVID test results are negative.
Wow.
Baby, we got to celebrate.
No evidence that you're carrying.
We're celebrating by posting this podcast a week and a half late.
Yeah, I got rowdy the next day on my birthday.
Oh, yeah, guys.
Yesterday was Heath's birthday. Everybody say happy birthday, my baby.
Happy birthday, Heath.
How old did you turn, 27?
Yeah. And it's weird because normally I don't feel like I'm getting older. Like people be like, "Oh, do you feel 26? Do you feel 25?" And like it was another birthday.
Yeah.
But 27 definitely felt different. I was like, late 20s is like, whoa, 30s are like getting close.
Was it really sad? I mean, it's just a birthday. It's not that big of a deal. But like, did he feel right. kind of like sad that like, you know?
No, I didn't feel sad at all. I just felt like, okay,
I think I'm plus, getting like, older. The gift I got you like really
yeah.
solidified how old you are.
What'd you get him?
I got him a inversion table for his back.
So you hang by your feet and it stretches
your
back out?
Oh, the thing
out.
That goes like this?
Oh, the hang up. Yeah.
My dad has that. It's so good.
They're honestly, great. The best thing in the world, though.
For anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it was any so age. Good. It's a great gift. Mariah, how do you think about shit like that?
I don't know. I literally had it written
down. Because every day I'm like, oh!
Not as bad as me, Mariah. You should have got me one, too. Not even as a gift, as something I just need.
Right.
Well, Dan, I feel like your back is preventable. He just, like, wakes up. He's, like, that's how his body works. But you're, like...
on TikTok. I have no excuse. My back is bad because yeah. I just the way I dance.
But yeah, so that's what I got, and it works so well. I'm super excited about it, and that definitely made me feel like okay. Cool.
How long do you have to spend gifts. On it? Like you spend 10 minutes?
Like a minute or 2 minute upside down. The blood rushes to your head instantly, and you feel like you're gonna bust.
But isn't that good for feeling. You though? Like, isn't it good that you have blood flow like go like through your body like that? Or is that not good? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something scientific about it. But like when you get like that pressure, and you're like, holy shit, I don't want to black out while I'm upside down, and I can't get back up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you could literally kill yourself.
Oh, it's like a kickstand, huh?
Oh.
I remember my grandpa got one of those, and then me and my cousins, we couldn't stop messing with it like during Christmas, and he was like, this is not a toy.
Yeah, my dad got really pissed when me and Hadai were playing with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I went on your dad's one time.
Yeah, in the prayer room. We have a little, it's the office and prayer room. That's where like he prays every day. A little prayer mat next to his back machine. But you guys do anything cute for his birthday?
Oh yeah, we did. She gave me like a little what do they call it? A scavenger hunt. She put like post-its around the house with like clues, and I had to like walk around and try to like solve it to find like the last
one. Ew, Mariah's just like a rom-com, huh? Nasty.
she do cute stuff like that.
And
that is really cute.
The last post-it was Lazy Dog Brunch.
So I got Lazy Dog.
I saw that
catered.
Post. Oh yeah. My. Did it taste just as good as in the restaurant?
Incredible. So I don't understand.
Hold on, really?
I don't understand.
Like we were actually there eating. It felt the same.
Because it's all fried food. I'm just surprised that it just still tasted good by the time it got to
you. It came so good. Normally, like French fries, when they come delivered, they're like super soggy and gross. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Like fresh.
Oh, but they're doing something really cool. And every meal you buy from Lazy Dog, they give a free meal to somebody in need.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And they're doing like these big family baskets, I think for like 25 or 30 bucks, that has like 15 chicken breasts in it, a whole side of mashed potatoes and like veggies.
Oh, it's
so
great.
It's really cool.
Yes. Actually, Stas did this whole campaign on her Instagram Live with DoorDash.
I thought you were going to say she got a Lazy Dog brand deal. I was going to
no,
be like...
No, no, no. It was actually with one of our sponsors, DoorDash. They did this... kind of not challenge. It's not a challenge. It's just like for every view that she got on her live, that's a free meal that DoorDash will deliver to somebody that's hungry or that
nice.
Needs it.
Whoa.
So Stas hit up like some friends to like join her live. So she did like 10 minute increments where like we'd hop in, like talk, whatever. And she had Kylie Jenner last. So you know that there were so many people watching that live throughout the whole thing. And Stas was able to accumulate 2.3 million people to watch the whole session. So no DoorDash is delivering 2.3 million meals.
DoorDash was like, we did not expect that.
They had 50,000 ready to go.
The stream.
Just in like lingerie, eating food.
Yeah, no, but that, like when meals. She told me that, I was like, Stas, like that's so cool. Like, I'm really happy that you did that. Like, you really made a difference with
really
that.
Cool,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
So yeah, like that made me really happy, and I was really happy that I was a part of something
really
like that.
Really cool.
This isn't awful, by the way. This whole like Zoom thing, because I can
bad.
Still hear you.
I'm like trying to like focus and act like I'm talking directly to you.
Yeah,
like, I'm
yeah.
trying to like get myself in the zone, like we're doing like the podcast here.
Yeah, and there's a lot of times I can't really hear you. I have to really listen, so I have to watch your mouth move, and I'm trying to lip read.
I'm
trying to lip read at the same time as to hear you. So like because right. I'm trying to look at the camera sometimes, and I just can't because I don't want to miss anything.
Oh, we're recording.
Oh, who's there? Who there?
Oh no, the camera. We forgot the camera's here. Oh.
Trying to expose us.
So who turned the power button on behind the camera? I didn't just turn itself on. Oh, another cute thing for my birthday. You guys know Ryan and Leia. They did like a drive-by.
I know. Where
they put like a sign on the side of their car and like had balloons and they like did like this drive-by out front of my house and it was super cute.
That's really cute.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
It looked like they were a souvenir shop driving by. Like they go around just sell to, balloons and sell chocolates.
But that was pretty cool. Mariah had that set up and what
good
else?
Job, Mariah. Oh,
yeah, good job.
Number one girlfriend award goes to you.
And then we also we went hard for my birthday, baby. We ordered Benihana's too.
Okay.
Did they like have a hibachi
you,
guy come
not the
cook
same without the person cooking it in front
yeah,
of you?
Yeah, I would not recommend ordering Benihana's.
6 feet,
house.
6 feet.
It looked so cheap, like gas station.
Really?
Like, I won't judge any more delivery food because that being Benihana and then coming, I was like it was still really good. Like it would be like, you'd be like, okay, this is a good meal, but it's not the same as like, wow.
Yeah.
No, it comes because it comes right off the stove into your plate and you're eating
right.
it immediately.
It's
so like you have to take
this
that into consideration.
This was in a styrofoam box.
Well, baby, we are in a hard time. We are in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You cannot be expecting
we're,
a
yeah,
five-star
we're in a pandemic
meal.
And I'm complaining that my to-go Benihana wasn't good enough.
I bet those hibachi cooks are like loving that they don't have to put on a show. Like yeah, they're going there. We're going.
I was like, is it like embedded into them that like they still do the show?
Yeah, right. They're still making the heart.
When they cook anything, they're cooking like eggs in the morning for breakfast, and they're just putting up a show.
Egg roll.
How do they practice that, like in their own home, when you're like in hibachi school?
Oh, there is. I mean,
do they have like rubber eggs and like?
No, they use actual food. What do you mean?
do they have like a grill that they take home while they're training? Like, can you imagine like living next door to someone who's like a hibachi like
and
in training?
You
so you're just hearing.
You can buy a hibachi grill, right? It's
yeah.
like something that's definitely.
Zane
yeah.
starts doing it on his pancake griddle on his. I was
thinking the same thing. Dude, I didn't know that was a griddle, by the way. Someone had to tell me that because I thought it was just a place to put your fucking, like,
he
I don't know. I
just
didn't know it was a griddle.
Did you?
And I used it for the first time, and it makes the perfect pancakes.
It's called a griddle?
Yeah.
Oh, you what call it a griddle?
What is it called? What do you call it?
Like, I don't know, like a grill?
A griddle. A grill is a grill.
But a griddle, a skillet, or it's like a skillet.
That's not a skillet. A skillet is like a...
I thought a griddle is something at McDonald's. They serve you for breakfast.
No,
like
baby,
a Mc
that's a McGriddle.
But
look. This is a griddle.
That's a griddle.
It's just a flat hot plate.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Hot plate! Oh, sorry for the dings, guys.
What's going on with your house?
I feel like it is still no progress, baby. It is still very much empty. Again, you guys know that I had an interior designer when I first bought the house, and then this whole quarantine yeah. thing happened, and it was just taking really long, and she was asking for way too much money. Like
well,
the money
got,
was
like you were supposed to get like a hookup, right? That she was going to give you like a deal or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like she was supposed to give me a deal, and then I looked at the contract, and the price was just like for that deal to work out. With that price, I'd have to spend over six figures in furniture, which that is not my budget at all. But
wait,
like
how,
that's how
can
it
you,
was like.
Can you say how much it was?
She wanted to charge me $25,000.
I thought you were about to say $2,500.
No,
I was like, okay,
no,
that's
$25,000
like,
for taste.
For taste. That is way too expensive. Baby. That is not even my hair surgery. That's not even my hair surgery.
Oh my god!
You got a new head of hair for less.
Wait, that's a whole nother layer right there.
I wouldn't pay $25,000 to have the interior designer build all the furniture by like from scratch.
Yeah, no, it was pretty crazy. So immediately I looked for somebody else. Stoss actually recommended me to a friend. To do it, and she'll do it for a good price, and she has like she's really good at like design
really
graphics.
Hot.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Why don't you go back to our old interior designer from the apartment?
Guys, our last interior designer that Heath and I had for our remember that apartment with the big
box. I still can't
believe
we got like an interior designer. First of all,
yeah
what were we
you
thinking?
Guys?
We were trying to be so quirky
and
industrial.
And we're like. I remember I didn't have any money and you were like, let's just do it. I was like,
we gotta tell them how much it was for what we got. It was
What was our budget again? It was like all the furniture together was supposed to be what, like $13,000 or $15,000?
Yeah, but
like, to fully do our entire apartment, which was a 3-bedroom apartment, and it was like 2,400 square feet, like huge.
Yeah. So pretty much what we got in the end was an L couch, a carpet, and a foosball table.
And like four bar stools.
$14,000 extra. This is not including the furniture. This is
this isn't even including her commission.
We don't know that world. We don't know like what's a lot, what's a little. Like we just didn't know, and we were just very stupid.
So
I remember during that time.
It was a cloth L-shaped couch.
Yeah.
I remember during that time being like, yeah, you guys were like, yeah, our interior designer got all this stuff. And I was like, uh-huh. Good for you guys. No, she did a good
something.
Job.
So bad.
That's Heath and I laugh about that shit all the
time.
Well,
we didn't know what the money was going towards. And then she gave us like a bill sheet at the end. Remember the carpet was $3,500?
The rug.
Well, it was. I thought it was like $2,600. It's still a lot, but I thought it was like,
still, thousands
I don't remember.
Of dollars for that? I could have showed you that.
And that shit is ugly. That shit's under my bed right now. It's so ugly.
Crazy.
But the house is coming along pretty well. I mean, it's still a work in progress.
Yeah.
Zane's having trouble with his doors, though. The other night, he has these like sliding opening doors, and they were getting stuck, and it was like so jammed. We couldn't
close it. Like it was going to stay open all night.
Oh, shit.
And this was when it was like raining. So I was like, we have to get these doors closed. And
we couldn't find WD-40 anywhere because it was like we needed some lubrication.
So what's the next thing you would use if you don't have WD-40?
Lube. Canola oil.
Vaseline.
Actual lube. We used actual lube and put it all on the railings and then we got it through.
Wait, like sex lube?
Yeah, it's like KY jelly.
Yeah, like
who in your house had KY jelly in excess?
Matt.
No, oh. Zane. It's yours.
I know damn well it ain't Zane's.
Yeah, Zane does
not make sense. No, it's actually mine. I used my lube.
On the bottle, KY jelly, for his own pleasure.
For the house's pleasure.
Speaking of houses and all this stuff, you want to tell him? You want me to tell him?
What are we telling them?
Our new spot.
you're buying the house.
No.
Close. Not anymore.
We are renting.
We're renting.
Ooh, okay.
Especially during this time, like I didn't want to like pull the trigger on any house.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's a really scary time. And I was just like, I'm not ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's very up in the air right now. So we decided to, rent for another year. But I found a house.
We're moving in together.
Where?
It better not be in fucking Porter Ranch.
No, it is literally down the street from Scott.
Yeah!
We are so close. I'm like 5 minutes away.
We're planning on riding our dirt bikes to Scott's house.
Good time. Come on.
Hey.
Let's celebrate the good times.
So yeah, dude, it's so cute. We're really excited. It's not like
there's a podcast room.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's not like we're going to be able to enjoy it and use it anytime soon. This will be our next few episodes.
But we move in May 1st.
May 1st.
Very soon.
What's today's
date? April.
Oh, that's in a month.
Ooh.
Okay. Congrats, guys.
Congrats. I'm so happy for you.
Guys. Like the first 6 months of living there, we can't even like.
I know you guys were looking for us for a long time.
When we went to go see the house and we went to meet like the rest of the family, they have these two sons. One is 14 and one is 10, and they're playing video games. And he in the video game he was driving a Lamborghini, and Heath was like, "Oh, you like that car?" And he was like, "Yeah, it was a Huracan, right?"
Yeah.
He was like, "Yeah," and he goes, "Oh, okay." And then the kid knew that he had a Lamborghini, so the dad was like, "Can I just show him? He really wants to see it." So we went outside and he was like looking at it and you could tell he really wanted to just like go for a joyride. And Heath was like, go ask your dad if I could take you out. So and he went inside and then he ran back out. He was like, he said yes. So he took his son for a joy. No supervision. The dad didn't even.
Yeah, go have fun.
He was like, yeah, go ahead.
They're super nice.
Yeah, they're like the nicest
people. How long ago was that? Because we've seen this house.
So it was yesterday.
Right. No, I think I told you guys about this house like. It was at least like a month and a half ago. So I saw it and it wasn't the one when I saw it. We weren't like, oh my God, we got to have this. But as like stuff started moving along, we're like, oh my gosh, like there's nothing else available. Like in the area that was, you know, something we were looking for.
Is it very updated? Like what does it look like? Like is it very?
It's very, no. what's the word Matt uses?
It has character.
Dicey.
Charming.
It's charming.
It's charming.
No, yeah, we're gonna make it. It feels cozy. It feels homey.
Yeah, it's homey. It's very. It's not like a modern, like a brand new. It's outdated, but the rooms are updated.
Right. It's cute. Like it just feels a little dark. Like Zane would be like, "Oh, there's not enough light in here."
No, yeah, lighting it does really matter because like right now I don't have a lot of light coming through my like my main room, so it does get a little depressing here, especially since the days have been so gloomy and there's like the sun's not out.
It's very comfortable.
It's really cozy. The kitchen's amazing, and the yard is the reason why doing it.
The yard is big.
Yard is great. Mm-hmm.
They were saying they usually rent it out furnished, and we were like, well, we have a lot of furniture. Can you empty it out for us? They're like, yeah, no problem. And then we went to the backyard, and they have like a zip line, a trampoline, a basketball
hoop. You have a zip line?
And all these like lounge chairs and umbrellas. And we were just like, if it makes it easier on you guys, like, don't worry about the backyard stuff. You can just keep it there.
Yeah, there's a zip line from like one end of the yard, like at like a tree that goes all the way across the yard over the pool to another tree, and you could like drop into the pool.
Ooh. Oh, that's sick.
And then it also has like a really big guest house, which is great, you know, for company if we need to do whatever. But yeah, it was the yard, and it's gated, and there's a lot of parking. So
all the cars fit in the garage.
Oh, perfect. Thank God.
So in the driveway.
That was like one of the couldn't find a house because of your garage. Heath has five cars. So they have to find a house where they could fit all of them nice and tight, where nobody can touch it.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah,
our first time living together.
I'm so excited.
Like, officially.
You guys basically live together right now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, fun fact. Did you guys know that my dad used to be a Calvin Klein model?
No, you're lying.
I know. Zane just said this the other night, and I was like, hold the phone.
We would have heard that. There's no way.
Yeah, no, I didn't know this until I was going through like all of our old pictures, and then Calvin Klein picture of my dad. Dude, he was like shirtless with an afro and everything. I was like, hold on, what's this? He's like, oh, I used to be a model for Calvin Klein. I was like, what? I'm like, bitch, that makes two of us. Let's go. Okay. I was an underwear model. Well, show the picture right here.
I'm surprised he didn't tell you when you like pose for Calvin Klein. You know what I mean?
That's so funny.
Yeah, no, his was like an actual magazine picture.
Yeah, but like him seeing that, like you would think he'd try to one up you. Well, I actually like modeled for a magazine for Calvin. You know what I mean?
That sounds like the plot to a really bad movie.
Can you get that picture? I need to see a picture.
I'll get it from my dad. I know he has it somewhere.
You need to send me that picture of your dad in underwear. I need to see it.
He takes like an updated picture. He takes one right now.
That sounds like a plot to like a really bad movie, is like going through your dad's old stuff, like, dad, what's this? And it's like, oh, those days are behind me. You're like, you used to be a model. Well, maybe I have what used to be in you.
Fuck. All right, guys, before we continue, we're gonna take a little break to give you guys our sponsor for this week's podcast.
Ooh,
so we're gonna move to
step aside, baby. Right,
let's go.
Right,
come on.
Here we go. We are proud to announce that we are sponsored by Honey. Ooh. If you don't know what Honey is, it is a free online shopping tool that saves you money online.
Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it should be.
So imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite stores online like Target, Best Buy, Sephora. All you do is check out, a little box drops down, and you're going to click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds and it's going to scan every single promo code on the internet, and then you just watch the prices drop.
Guys, I've used Honey in many ways. I've actually used it for when I was doing all my Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. I was buying all my parents and family members all AirPod Pros, the new ones, and I used Honey and I saved a lot of money.
I actually just bought a new camera from Best Buy about a week ago, and I got a nice little discount using Honey.
Oh yeah, what was that camera again? That was a nice camera you got.
Baby, it's Fujifilm.
We get, you better take classy. My pictures. I want to be a model for your camera. You say,
take a picture of me.
Honey has found its over 18 million members and over $2 billion in savings.
That's incredible.
And guys, did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and they're adding more every single day?
So that means you can find whatever you're looking for.
Guys, and users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store.
Not using Honey is literally passing up free money.
And it's free to use and installs in just a few seconds.
Plus, it's backed by PayPal, so you know it's good.
Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/unfiltered.
That's joinhoney.com/unfiltered.
Use our code, baby, and save your money.
It's free money.
Please tell me you guys have watched Tiger King documentary. Okay. How good is it?
Okay, let me say, it is.
It's good.
It is a good documentary.
It's very interesting. It's very good.
Entertaining. It's crazy. It's something that's unheard of and so bizarre that it just sounds so fake.
Like the characters.
What I didn't like is that there was no, like, you don't like anybody. All of them are absolutely insane. They're not like good people. You're not like rooting for somebody.
Right. I wasn't emotionally connected
like,
to
like,
them.
Like, don't fuck with cats. You're rooting to take down this awful person. And it's like you finally get like the justice at the end. And it's like there's a good guy and a bad guy, you know?
I was definitely rooting for somebody in the entire, like in the show. I mean, you're
the Tigers?
Anybody watching it, you're rooting for somebody. I know, but they're bad. They're bad. But like, you can't tell me that shit like was not super entertaining. And I think it ended with.
It's so interesting because I didn't even know that was a thing in the world.
Yeah.
This like,
I know, me too.
With sanctuaries. Like that's what blew my mind. I was like, how come I've never heard of these ever? And it's such a big part of their lives.
It is so weird.
But I wouldn't go to someone and be like, holy shit, you have to watch it. If someone asked me, I'd be like, oh yeah, it was good.
I think it was amazing.
I thought it was incredible.
They struck gold on that whole story and those characters. And I think like with any documentary maker, you just want to find a really good story
right,
to tell.
Right, no, and it was done really well. It was just like, it wasn't like fulfilling. It was just like,
that's
okay,
was.
That was crazy. Wow.
No, that was it. It wasn't fulfilling. It was just like, oh, that was good. Okay.
I don't think the documentary needs to be fulfilling though. I think it just like, if it tells a story and it's entertaining and it tells it truthfully, then that's, I think
right,
that's all that matters.
That's what I'm saying. Like it was good. I'm not saying that it wasn't like, it was good. I just was like, okay.
Like you were invested, but you were kind of like, oh, I guess I got to see what happens next.
Like, especially Heath. I thought Heath would love it because it's like your world. It's your, you know,
guns,
beers, tractors.
Yay! I can't believe those people exist. That's crazy.
But now, do you guys think, did Carol Baskin kill her husband?
Oh my God.
Yes.
100% yes. But also, did you see OJ Simpson talking about it?
No.
OJ, there's a video of OJ being like, yo, Carol Baskin killed her husband. And it's just like,
how is he so sure?
Right.
It's because he did.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing. Did you hear that there's one more episode that's coming this week?
Yes, I did hear that.
One, really?
Yeah. I did hear that.
What's that?
Jeff Lowe, you know the guy who like took over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just said that there's going to be one more episode that's coming this week.
Oh, it has to be juicy for them to bring another episode like that out of nowhere.
But if he's the one who's saying it, he's probably trying to paint himself as like a good person or like.
Oh, that's sucky.
Well, he has been out and about.
He's on Cameo.
So they doing cameos? You saw him doing cameos?
He's doing cameos.
Oh, the whole cast is on Cameo. It's crazy.
Oh my God.
Oh, and they reopened Carol Baskin's case.
Right. They just reopened
it. Oh, they did? Hold on. Like
so
from her
why,
end or someone's trying to.
Yeah, to like see if like they can pin it on her and like.
I doubt she like killed him. Like.
No, I think she figured out a way to kill him where her hands were clean, you know? Like
I think she fed him to the tiger and then she killed the tiger.
I don't think that's true.
No, there would be bones, there'd be
We want to hear that. We would love to hear that she fed him to a tiger because it just makes the story more complete and more crazy.
But also like you can reopen it, but that was what 20 something years ago.
That's true. You're not going to find anything.
I know.
But
we'll see. We'll see what they can do.
You can't find evidence now.
For him to disappear like that without his money?
Well, her will.
Yeah. What, like, you, she, like, in the will, it says, upon my death or disappearance.
Like, who puts disappearance?
Disappearance.
Why would anybody say that in their will?
But he was an eccentric millionaire. He was a guy who would, like, bury his money and stuff. Like,
but why would he leave all that money to someone he hated, absolutely hated? And he didn't like protect his family.
No.
None of his family got any of the money.
She started changing shit. She fucked it up, so she got to keep all the stuff and got like the majority of everything.
But I know, but if he was actually still alive, you would think that he would like somehow give money to his family members and help them out, you know? Like not give it all to this lady that he absolutely like despised.
I don't know.
She's manipulative.
Like,
she's crazy.
Or does that make part of the story like true on his end where like he died, like she killed him, you know? Like if he disappeared without his money, then it really makes it look like she killed him. But it didn't work out for him in the end.
What I just don't get is if she did kill him, Carole Baskin then has some huge balls just to be such a front-facing person, like with their whole identity and running everything with this whole thing. Like if I had killed somebody, the last thing I would want to do is be so front-facing with the public, you know?
Yeah, and take his money.
It's like a mental thing. I think she's just crazy because they're like, they think I killed him. That's crazy. Like she's like,
yeah, she is bizarre.
Like, why would you react like that? Like you would be distraught. Like, why would you be like, that's crazy.
I think it's because she didn't, because I don't think she truly ever loved him. She loved him for his money, so there's no like connection. That's why she doesn't feel like.
She a gold digger.
Zayn and I were saying that like, what if Joe Exotic like gets out and then we get to like collab with him and we blindfold him and then we just have Carole Baskin behind him and we like, all right, we have a surprise for you, and you hear, hey, all you cool cats and kittens, and he'll be like, get out of here, you guys got me, Carole.
That would be.
And
really
they fight
good.
Right on camera in the living room, and they get to use whatever they want. They can use anything in this house.
I would
one
like
hell
to see
of
it.
A video.
I would like to see it.
My landlord right now reminds me of Carole Baskin.
Yes.
The way she acts, like, it's kind of like that, like, hippie, like, kind of, like, cool vibe, like, where she thinks she's, like, super into herself.
Let me give you a visual. She's, like, pretty, she's probably almost 50, right? She's pretty young still. She wears, like, like the dungarees with the rhinestones on the pocket.
Oh, yeah, like little tiger stripes.
New York City t-shirt with the rhinestones and cowgirl boots.
Uh-huh.
She's a blonde.
No, it's not even cowgirl boots. She wears, you know, like equestrian boots?
Yes.
Like actual horse riding boots.
Guess what her email is.
Oh, don't say her email, but.
Oh.
No,
oh.
Don't say the whole thing.
Okay.
This isn't her whole email, obviously, but it's. Horse girl.
Oh no.
She has horse girl in her email.
Like that's what he pays through.
Horse that's girl. Really funny.
The horse girl email every month.
And she is
she's kooky. She's
when you talk to her, she's like a normal person. She's just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna check out the house. But like, first of all, her husband died.
Right. She is Carole Baskin.
Out of nowhere. The neighbor told us, said just one day, he wasn't even sick or anything, just died.
I'm listening.
But she supposedly she was like super creepy and she would sit like, cause she used to live in this house. She would sit outside by the pool and like stare into the neighbor's house and like.
So that's why they put those hedges
that's
up.
That's why there's that whole wall of hedges on this side of my house.
Oh my God.
And she would like say shit to like the neighbor as she was like looking over into there and like just really weird.
Yeah.
And.
Wait, so the husband died and there was a couple of pieces of furniture still in the house and Heath was like, we got to get these out. It was like three pieces of furniture and he was like, we got to get these out. And she was like, I just can't do it. I can't get rid of it. It's my husband's. Do you think you can do it for me?
It was like weird.
So Heath was like, I guess. So he like threw it in the back of a truck and got rid of it. And then she's like making him paint the walls now.
How is she getting you to do this?
Do you think you could paint the walls before you move out? And he was like, sure. Like, he'll just do it.
I was like, yeah, sure. I'll repaint what it was.
And then all she sent back was the color she wanted.
Oh, but when I texted her, I was like, hey, I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm putting in my 30-day notice. I just got confirmation on a new home, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She goes, no, Heath, you can't do this to me at this time. I was like, I'm very sorry, but like
she sent the color right after. You can't be doing this to me at this time.
And then she started talking about
and then,
the paint.
Yeah, and then she started going on. She was like, I guess, but if you must. And I was just like.
Like just very dramatic.
Yeah. Oh, very, just very manipulative. Geez, it makes you feel guilty.
Right. And then she was like, do you have friends that want to live there? And I was like, I don't know. Well, the reason I'm moving is so I can be closer to them. She's like, let me know. It's also for sale. And I was like, okay.
let me guess. You're not getting your deposit back.
I probably won't.
She's just making you paint everything though.
Oh, hold on. So she texts me. She's like, well, I guess if it's going to be for lease or for sale again, then I should probably put a sign out. Ugh, but I live so far, I don't know how I would get a sign out there. Do you think I should get a sign out? And I was just like, I don't know.
I feel like she doesn't have anybody else. Like, once her husband died, I think that was it. Because she used to live here with her sister, too, right?
Yeah, and apparently,
and
like,
she
fucked
her
over her sister for the
house.
Oh, no. And took the
So I feel like she doesn't. So when you text her, then she's like, well, what do you think I should do? Like, just like.
That's a scary part of growing up. Like when you grow up, when you get that old, there's not a lot of people in your life anymore. And it's those few people that like.
You need to talk to your tenants. Yeah. I don't think so.
Oh, she used to say, I need this to be checked out in the house. So I need to come by. She lives like an hour away. She used to be like, there's something wrong in the attic. We have to go get it checked out. So we're going to come over.
And the maintenance guy, she would come over with a maintenance guy and he would look at me and be like, lady, there's nothing wrong. Why does she, I don't know why she's making me do this.
Oh. I think she hid the husband in the attic. This is another Carol story.
But like her husband's staying up
like,
in the attic.
She would like walk in and like spy and she'd just be like looking around in the house. Like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, because we have the, when you rent someplace, you're not really supposed to be like drilling and stuff like that. Yeah. And we have this giant motorbike hanging with stapled albums.
No,
to the
you're
wall.
Allowed to, you're allowed to do that as long as you like fix
but
it
she,
after.
But this, she specifically
she was
kind of
like, don't
like,
do anything to the wall.
Yeah, don't paint the walls. Don't like whatever. So she walks in,
hangs bike from ceiling.
She walks in and her eyes are going, like trying not to look around, but also looking around. And she's just like trying to look all. She never said anything, but just the.
She looks up. She goes. Oh man, but she is something.
She's very nice. She's lonely. You can tell. She just needs.
We're going to hell. We're all going to hell. Deep down.
I'm shit talking my landlord.
It's fine. I'll see y'all there.
What an asshole.
She gave you a good deal. So thank you if you're listening.
Thank you, Carol. I mean, the horse girl.
Horse girl.
Matt, you have, is Christmas back?
Oh, did you guys hear this?
Why is Christmas back?
Well, Christmas lights are back. A lot of people have been putting up their Christmas lights to brighten people's spirits amid this.
I love that.
Oh, that's actually kind of cute.
I was singing Christmas songs yesterday.
Yeah, what is?
Yeah.
I'm in the mood.
And even like,
right, that's not that crazy.
I sang a Christmas carol yesterday. I'm changing the world.
Christmas carol.
Christmas carol basking to kill the cousin.
Even like the Hallmark Channel even like broke out like it's like Christmas movies as well. Just trying to make people feel like comfortable in their own homes. Cause like that's
but
what
I feel like a lot of people hate Christmas movies and hate Christmas like
then don't watch
theme
it.
Stuff.
You do.
No, I mean I never said I didn't. I'm just saying a lot of people I know don't like that too. I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't care.
Nasty,
I love Christmas lights.
Unspirited person.
Well, I just found it online and I thought it was interesting, so I had to share it. Christmas is coming back, y'all.
That's really, oh, I love that.
Is Jesus coming back?
Yes.
Next Sunday.
He already came back.
Easter's coming.
Oh, that's right. What are you guys going to do for Easter? Going to wear your Sunday best? I'm playing Animal Crossing.
I'm going to dress up as Bailey.
Aww. That would be cute.
Yeah, Bailey's Alex.
Yeah, no,
Ernst's
we don't really have any
bunny.
Easter plans. We're just kind of.
We're usually all together. We usually go to David's, right?
We're usually all together all every white. Day. What do you mean? Every
yeah, true,
holiday.
True.
Right.
I actually wanted to show you guys something.
Here we go.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Okay, so there's this TikTok. This girl did a story time, and her friends snuck in. Like, it was like the three of them snuck into an elevator shaft. They were on, like, the last floor, on the first floor. They snuck in while the elevator was up, and they sat to, like, eat lunch there, and the last friend came in and closed the door, and it locked. And the elevator started moving, and it started going down. Here, should I just play the girl's story?
No way.
I don't even. Well, they're alive, I guess, because I posted it on
here,
TikTok.
Here, I'll play it.
Please.
I'll play it.
Wait.
What the fuck?
Elevator was just coming down.
When I was on that 911 call, I had all of my friends lay down in this position. I don't know why.
They were laying down in this position. Like the four of them, like all laying down on top of each other in a square.
Can you send us the link?
The elevator getting smushed and my foot is right there and I'm wearing this combat boot. Luckily.
Her friends face down, stuck in only about a foot of space for nearly 40 minutes. The only thing that may have kept them alive, this combat boot.
Her combat boot stopped the elevator from crushing the four of them.
Shut the hell up.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, how did the boots, like, what happened?
Because the bottom of a combat boot is really, really, like, hard. So I think it's somehow, it, like, jammed into, like,
it stopped it.
The, like, the, wherever, and it just stopped it because it was supposed to go lower than where it was, and it just never it didn't.
That's crazy.
But I feel like there was some higher spirit that was like, we cannot let these four girls get crushed by an elevator. Like that's just way too fucked up.
Why would you go in an elevator shaft?
Yeah, that was very dumb.
You go in an elevator shaft, the first
smoking little wee under the elevator.
Thinking it's a hip place to smoke and get high. But the thing is, if I was in an elevator shaft and the elevator was above me, the first thing I'd be like, this would be terrible if I got crushed.
Yeah.
So they knew going in that was like a possibility. I'm not saying. I'm happy they lived.
Got stuck in an elevator and it went like this.
One time Mariah's shoelace got stuck in an escalator and I freaked. I thought she was going to get sucked on there. We were in Forever 21 and I like screamed and I ran over and I was just like.
Like you dropped everything to like grab me and I was like.
Because like, you know how like shoelaces can get caught in the escalator thing where it like, goes like that?
Yeah.
And it'll pull you under and like kill you. It like it's killed multiple people.
Especially that space.
Hold
that,
on,
like,
shoelaces
that
have killed people? A shoelace is getting stuck.
It'll get caught,
people?
And then it'll keep dragging under because the thing is still going. So it's basically like a grinder, like that would be pulling you underneath.
Do you ever see those TikToks with the gears that squish a bunch of stuff? Suitcases and
kind of like that. Imagine like a shoelace.
Oh God!
Yeah.
They need to like figure out escalators. Let's make just like a safer thing. That's just like a grindy metallic.
And that's when an elevator comes in. Just like remove escalators and just have a lift.
Yeah.
Or, you know, lifts can also kill people, like those four girls that decided to have lunch under the elevator shaft.
I really want to go to the Mall of America.
Matt, you know what we should do since we guys, it's coming, but the paranormal episode. We should go to the Hawthorne Mall and go there before we do it, just to have like an unfiltered experience. Like,
I don't even know what that.
Wait, is that where they shot Stranger Things?
I don't know. It's the abandoned mall.
Oh, wait. What's the name of the town
shot there? Like a bunch of.
But what's the name
movies.
Of the town in Stranger Things?
Someone doesn't do their research.
It's kind of by like
Hawkins.
Hawkins. Sorry. Hawthorne Close. Mall.
He said Hawthorne Mall.
Okay, so the paranormal activity is coming.
Yes.
The rumors are true.
Yes.
It is upcoming. We are just waiting for a couple more ghost encounters, and then we will give it to you guys.
Yeah, because we want to give you guys something sincere and truthful, an actual encounter we've had.
Before we do that, I still want to do the recording our sleep to add into that episode.
Oh, yes. I have that app, but...
Didn't I do something weird in my sleep the other night?
You just leaned over, and you looked like over the bed, and you were like... No, nope, 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 nope.
He like sings the national anthem every time he goes to sleep. Just reciting shit.
Sometimes I'm like sleeping and I know that I catch myself talking in my sleep, but I don't want to leave the people in my dreams hanging. So I'm like, I'm still talking. I'm like, oh, I'm so, like I'm like kind of waking up, but I'm like, oh, but I gotta tell
funny.
The people what they
That's
need
really
to hear.
Funny.
You know what's the worst feeling in the world? When you're like sleep talking, but then you're talking to somebody in real life and what you're saying to them makes perfect sense because like, in your head, it's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the person you're talking to is like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you'll be like, the peanut butter is in the top drawer. And then it's like, what do you say? Like, and in your mind, you're like, it's in the top drawer. Like, you're making sense.
Yeah.
But it's really
weird. I haven't had a dream in a long time.
I have dreams every night.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I just don't have dreams.
Huge dreams. Things that don't make sense. I had a dream.
Okay, you didn't need to flex that hard.
But I'm kind of concerned.
Not bragging about having dreams. I have dreams all
Zane,
the time.
But I'm concerned you're not having any. I'm having full-on motion pictures in my sleep every night.
Oh, so maybe my brain just doesn't remember these dreams. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just don't
remember
them.
My dreams.
You know what I think about? Like, I'll have dreams where I'm choreographing dance. And it's like really good. And I'm doing like music videos in my head. But I'm like, obviously it's in my brain and I'm capable of doing these things. Because I'm like thinking of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm coming up with it in my head while I'm sleeping.
Isn't it crazy also when you have dreams of other like with other people, they're not in their bodies. You know, like these are just like moments that you're making up in your head, but they're not actually doing it. That's crazy.
And it's weird. Like a story takes place in your dreams. Like your brain is just like having these rapid fire of neurons. And the only way that it can like make sense of it is by putting it into a story. Like, that's what's just weird. Or it's like, and this happened.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be so cool if for like 15-20 minutes every night, like after we're all asleep, we all like go, we all like meet in a certain virtual like part of our brain, like, but we all meet up and we're like, okay, let's play capture the flag. We all have like weapons and shit and like these crazy vehicles.
If we could like just sync like our we dreams. Could,
yeah, like if I have a dream about somebody, I wish they knew about, if they were like, oh, remember in your dream last night when, you know what I mean? Like, I wish I could like yeah. share that.
You post your dream when you wake up, you're like, ooh, I'm sharing this one. But then you wake up, you're like, I'm not sharing that yeah. today. I can't tell anyone.
No, but like we all like meet, like you know how Zoom, we all meet in a certain yeah. like meeting chat. We all meet in a certain room and we so just like cool. play, we do whatever we
what
want.
If this is a dream?
I don't know. Like, I kind of think I'd want to get away from everybody. I'm kidding.
It'd be fun.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for watching.
Please make sure to like and subscribe. Shout out of the week goes to.
Why does that sound like you're ending your YouTube video?
We haven't done a podcast in so long. I'm ending it like a yeah. this actually worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that did. We should do this more. I
mean, we gotta do it.
We gotta do this more. Guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're driving, if you're on your way to, nope, you're not on your way to work, you're not on your way to anywhere, you're actually home right now.
If you're sitting you in your living room, if you're sitting in your kitchen, if you're sitting in your bedroom.
Right.
If you're taking a shower, taking a hot soapy bath.
Thank you guys so much as always for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Guys, stay safe. Just stay smart.
Hang in there.
Do your part, stay apart.
There you go, Matt. Do your part and stay apart. Guys, if you want our merch, you could go get our merch at fandroid.co/ZaneandHeath. If you don't have the money, baby, save the money. Times are hard. We completely understand. Use that money for something like food, groceries, clean supplies, you know, you name it. And
stay positive, guys. Stay happy. Find the beauty in everything and just keep your spirits high.
But all right, guys, we love you so much and stay safe, stay clean, and we love you.
Mwah.
Bye, coffee beans. Everybody say bye.
Bye.